Hey, Jonas Knox, Jeff Schwartz, in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick, the coverage on Fox Sports Radio. And coming up on the show, all the latest on the Aaron Rodgers drama. How much blame does the Green Bay quarterback deserve in this issue that he's having with the organization? Plus, we take a look at a villain in the world of sports. Why is he so disliked? We try and cure your Cinco de Mayo hangover. We've got a feud in Major League Baseball between Dodger fans and Giants fans, and it plays out on the show. Plus, starting quarterback odds for week one. A surprise rookie could get the nod his first weekend in the NFL. All of that coming up next here. Jeff Schwartz, Jonas Knox, in for Clay on Outkick the Coverage.
Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the Coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is major drama, and we will get to that here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. That guy right over there is Jeff Schwartz. I am Jonas Knox, in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show on the iHeartRadio app and wherever you are hanging out with us here, nursing a Cinco de Mayo hangover. We appreciate you making us part of your morning. Jeff Schwartz, what the hell's going on? How hungover are you?
Well, we didn't start our show with a line brawl, so we're doing better than we saw in hockey last night. So we're doing well to start the show. I just watched some more video of that. It's incredible. Just drop the puck and dudes just start going at it. I don't drink, so I have no hangover. I did go, you know, get myself some good food yesterday. That was much appreciated. But yeah, man, I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. And as usual, football reigns supreme, man. Like, there is so much to talk about when it comes to football. And everything. I will say, the last time that we were on, we had an issue with a passport, and one of our loyal listeners, one of Clay's loyal listeners, sent me a message on how to fix the problem. It was fixed. I would like to thank said person for doing that. So thank you again for getting that done for me.
Oh, so you did end up getting to what? Was it Turks and Caicos?
No, I went to St. Thomas. I went to St. Thomas because a listener sent in a tweet saying, "Hey, the U.S. Virgin Islands, you don't need a passport to get in." And I was like, "Well, good call." And I text my wife and we switched our trip. So appreciate the listener.
Good for
and also
you.
Congrats to Clay on the deal with Fox yesterday. That's
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I actually texted Clay and said congratulations. He's busted his ass, put a lot of time in, and to see it take off, and it's only going to grow and get bigger, the Outkick brand. So so it was awesome to see that news, and I'm sure Clay will have plenty on that when he gets back, for sure.
I think I wrote for Outkick like way back in the day.
How do you not know? How do you not know whether or not you did?
Well, because I've known Clay for 13 years now. I knew when he started the site. I'm trying to find. I think I wrote some things for Clay like way back in the beginning. I'm trying to like search for it. I wonder if I can find like here's a website. I don't know. There's not a. But yeah, I think I wrote because his website wasn't really NFL, right? And I was still playing at the time.
Yeah.
So I think I wrote a couple things for him, maybe when I retired. But I didn't do a lot. But yeah, I remember when he started it, man. It's been 10 years now, and obviously it's paid off.
One of the things, and I don't even think Clay remembers this, but when I was early on at Fox Sports Radio, I was producing for some weekend shows and then also producing for an early morning show. And we used to have, like, I think I was one of the first guys to have Clay come on often during college football season to talk, you know, obviously about the SEC, a little bit of the ACC, but he was so into the SEC and he did such a good job with his own. And that was back when I still remember this. His Twitter handle back in the day was Clay Travis. It was Clay Travis BGID, beard getting it done.
Oh yeah,
that's how far back I can remember having Clay on, and just to see where he was at then, and then where he's at now when it comes to just the brand and how, its expansion and how it's growing. It's awesome, man. He's put a lot of time and a lot of effort into it.
Right,
a lot of work.
Was, that was on his profile. That was his big. It was about the beard. The bearded guy's getting it done back in the day. Obviously now he's getting it done. So. Congrats. That was, and I, by the way, I love how it was announced. It wasn't like, there was obviously a press release afterwards, but it was just like in the middle of like an earnings call. And it was like, oh yeah, we bought OutKick. Like it just, and then people were like, oh, okay, cool. Like, it was like that. It didn't like pop out like with a press release or from Clay. Just, I don't know even, I'm sure that it was supposed to come out yesterday, but it was like in the middle of an earnings call. It wasn't like there was, it just was kind of interesting how the first tweets came out about it.
Well, you know, it's always about how you find out about the news, how you get the news, Jeff Schwartz. And, you know, and apparently, I mean, while we were all looking around going, God, what does it mean? Man, this whole Aaron Rodgers not being told about Jordan Love being drafted and what has transpired since then and what has gone on. Now, we're now just in the last week. When it comes to the Aaron Rodgers situation, the latest stuff that has come out is you've got a report from Mike Garofalo of NFL Network that Aaron Rodgers told free agents, if you're planning on coming here, don't, because I won't be here. There's been other stuff that's been out there in regards to Aaron Rodgers and his unhappiness. One of them was that he was on a group text chain with teammates and that he was making fun of the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, and called him Jerry Krause in regards to Krause and how he dismantled the Chicago Bulls from back in the days, as everybody saw play out in the Last Dance documentary. This is not going anywhere anytime soon, and I got to be honest with you, I am a sick bastard. I am sick in the head. I love every second of it. I think it is entertaining, and this is exactly what we need to get us through all of these months until we get to the NFL season, Jeff Schwartz. This is a gift from the sports radio guy. Gods for us.
It is fantastic and dropped right on draft morning.
Oh.
And it was wild because obviously there was a lot of talk on Thursday about the draft, right, a week ago, essentially. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, we have this other thing to talk about. I mean, like it was incredible. The stories yesterday, of course, you know, they keep leaking out, right? No way Rodgers wants any of this to get out, as he seems, you know, but, oh, he's embarrassed it got out.
Okay, right.
Whatever you say.
Right.
You know, yesterday's text message thread, you got me thinking how, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I think, overvalues not his talent, but what they've done in Green Bay, right? When you talk about Jerry Krause, they were a six-time champion in Chicago. They dominated. They were a dynasty. You could argue they were two separate dynasties, right? They won for 3 years. Yep. Jordan took off. They didn't win those 2 years, right? The Rockets won, and they won 3 years after that with different teams, right? I mean, now, Scotty was still there. Jordan was there, but they had different surrounding pieces. Rodgers, you've won one time. One Super Bowl. Yeah, one Super Bowl in 16 years. Like, to me, I think he overvalues. I think the Packers, right or wrong, value him looking at through that lens. And he values himself looking through a lens of, hey, I didn't get enough, and that's why we haven't won. But he's had a top 15 scoring defense, I think, for half of the time he's been in Green Bay. Now, some years have been worse than others, obviously. And I understand his anger about them drafting Jordan Love. It's the same thing that, you know, that really has happened or did happen with New England and Tom Brady, right? The Packers keep thinking to themselves, you know what, Aaron's going to fall off a cliff at some point. We might as well get ahead of this, where, you know, the Patriots said, hey, Tom Brady's going to fall off a cliff at some point. We better get ahead of this. And they're at a standstill right now with how they move ahead with this relationship. And I get why he's upset that Jordan Love got drafted. Totally get it. But they're playing a game of chicken. And guess what? The Packers have the leverage here. They don't have to do anything. If he doesn't, all right, retire, buddy. Like that's what they had. Okay, fine. You don't want to play? We'll retire. We have Jordan Love. Now, ironically enough, it's Jordan Love being there is the reason why this is happening, but they drafted Jordan Love for this reason to play, and maybe it's earlier than they thought, but they have the quarterback on the roster. Dude, they don't have to trade you.
Yeah, and the other part of this as well, like when you see these stories come out, because we've always heard this about Aaron Rodgers, and you're more connected to NFL players than obviously I am, but we've always heard he's a really private guy, right? Loves his privacy. He's not there was a story that came out a couple of years ago. Mina Kimes, who does great work for ESPN, she was writing an article about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers brought his own recording device to the interview because he didn't want to be taken out of context or misquoted in any way. Like, he does not trust the media, so he's very closed up and very private. The fact that this stuff is getting out, private text messages involving Aaron Rodgers and others, that tells me, at the very least, he's okay with this getting out, which means to me, I think he's done. I don't think he's coming back to Green Bay. At some point, they're either going to have to move on. Brett Favre was on a podcast saying, man, when he's dug in like this, I don't see him coming back. And that's why this is fascinating, because I also agree. I think Green Bay looks at this and says, man, we've got the leverage. We're not going to cave in and give on this leverage to you. If not for an incredible offer that we get from somebody around the NFL, and just to see Rodgers and his handling this, and we're just a week into this, man, just to see how many layers there's already been that have come out. He cannot want to talk about this publicly on camera at the Kentucky Derby with Mike Tirico. At some point, he's going to have to address this some way, shape, or form, and I just want to see how that goes. Like this, I don't think this is over by any means. It's not even close to being over.
Oh, it's not close to being over. I mean, he doesn't have to address really anything until mandatory minicamp if he shows up. And obviously, he probably won't show up there. And everyone has said that he's dug in. He's not. And, you know, Jordan Palmer, obviously Carson's brother, did a draft show with him on Thursday for Fox Sports. And he said, look, man, my brother obviously held out and ended up getting traded. And he says, I think Aaron Rodgers has the conviction to hold out also. And again, the Packers and everyone says, oh, just rip the bandit off and move him. But where and why? I mean, yeah, you can move him, especially after June 1st, the cap hit changes. But you know, you're taking on a huge cap hit to move him in a year where the cap is really down, right? And again, you hold all the cards. You don't have to move him. It's not going to change your roster makeup for this season. And you might not get the offer you like. I mean, I think the Packers probably want multiple first round picks. Other teams might look at it and say, hey, you know, we can't give that up for a 38-year-old. And also too, If he goes to Broncos, which Broncos fans, I think he's coming there. If you get a first-round pick for the Broncos, that pick is probably in the 20s, right? I mean, yeah, you're making the playoffs with Rodgers. So
exactly.
It's not the third pick overall, which is what the Niners supposedly had offered Rodgers. And look, Rodgers, it does sound like he ain't going to show up. He doesn't like the GM. But the reasons why he doesn't like the GM seem kind of like weird to me. Oh, they cut a sixth wide receiver. Like, all right. I mean, that's kind of their job. And even if you look at this, and here's the thing, if you look at this draft, this one they just had, is they addressed their biggest need, which was secondary. If you watched them play last year, that was their biggest need, especially in the playoffs. And so, you know, the Jordan Love pick notwithstanding, they've done a good job of building the roster around Aaron Rodgers, especially on defense, right? Now, I get it. They haven't spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver. But they've gone about addressing some of the – they made the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row. It's not like they're a bum franchise. And so I think some of his anger is a little bit misguided. But I get why he didn't like the Jordan Love pick. I mean, right? It came out of nowhere. Again, it's Brady, Jimmy G thing. But I think he's handling it he's using the leverage he can. But I wouldn't be that upset about it the way he is. But I get it. I mean, he's using the leverage he has to make a point. And if he doesn't play, he doesn't play. I mean, the idea that he's going to retire for Jeopardy, if you had said that 10 years ago, hey, yeah, player's going to retire to go host Jeopardy.
It sounds like a headline on The Onion. I swear to God. Like Aaron Rodgers retires to go be the host of Jeopardy. It sounds like an Onion headline.
Was he good? I didn't watch
it. I don't know. Jeopardy's too smart for me. I'm more of a Wheel of Fortune guy. Give me Wheel of Fortune or give me Supermarket Sweep, man. If we're going to go all time, give me Supermarket Sweep or Wheel of Fortune. Jeopardy's too smart for me. I think they make it too complicated. Answer in the form of a question. Why? Why do I need to do that? Why do you have to make it confusing?
You answer in the form of a question. Why do I need to do that?
Good point.
Jeopardy, I get none of it right. It would be historic, right, to retire after MVP season to go host Jeopardy. And again, the Packers, that, you know, people think that if he retires, the Packers they still own his rights. If he were to come back, he'd have to be traded to come back. And again, who is he going to? I mean, like, that's part of this as well. Like, it AFC team contender West Coast. Well, like one, Denver, right? And the Packers know that as well. So everyone's dug in, and we're gonna keep getting these leaks, man. They're gonna happen
of course.
Every 2 days.
Here's the other part about this that I also find funny. So Aaron Rodgers is reportedly upset that they didn't tell him ahead of time that they were drafting Jordan Love. All right. Had they told him ahead of time they were drafting Jordan Love, how do you think that conversation goes? It goes the same exact way. Yeah. Exactly the same. It's like nobody said, like if I go to my wife and say, hey, just a heads up, I'm going to fool around on you later on. Right? I'm just giving you the heads up. I'm letting you know I'm going out and something's going to happen. I'm giving you the heads up. Does that make it okay when I go ahead and do it anyways, as opposed to not No. telling her and her finding out after the fact? The conversation would have gone probably like this. Aaron, it's Brian, just giving you a heads up, man. We're going to be trading up and drafting Jordan Love. Why? Because we're looking towards the future. We understand that, you know, everybody's got a shelf life, and that it would have gone exactly the same way. So that part of the argument, I don't really buy if you just look all the way through and do it.
Yeah. Your point, I think, stands. I mean, I think that, you know, we're seeing players want more control over personnel decisions. And I understand specifically, you know, the quarterback wanting a heads up if they're drafting his replacement. I mean, I get that. You're a franchise quarterback, you're a future Hall of Famer. It'd be nice to know if, you know, they trade up. Remember, they trade up to get Jordan Love. And, you know, and the report, you know, and it's funny how people, you know, use the media in different ways, right? We have a report that Packers wanted to get Brandon Ayuk and Justin Jefferson and then just settle for Jordan Love. Like that Packers, don't put that report out. That makes you look stupid, right? That makes you look incompetent, right? T. Higgins was there. Like, you could have drafted a wide receiver. Like, come on. You could have traded back, got yourself one. Like, don't pretend that makes you smart at all, right? Or save face with Rodgers. You know, so this is going to go, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But I also think that if Rodgers must see Jordan Love in practice and realize he's not a threat. Otherwise, I don't think he makes these threats either, right? Like, he's seen that he's not the guy, and therefore he thinks he has a little leverage here because the Packers aren't as excited to play him, which I think is part of this as well. If he was Pat Mahomes, he wouldn't have anything to stand on, right? Because you know how good he is. And I think Jordan Love, whether or not getting the reps or really not playing very much, maybe he's not viewed in that same light. And so, again, players... back to my original, players seem to want more control over personnel. That's not our job. I was happy to see Kyler Murray, I think it was this week or last week, say, like, yeah, I'm not part of decisions. That's not my job. It's not our job, right? It's not our job. Yeah, we can say, hey, man, can you sign my buddy? Can you give me a wide receiver? But in the end, that's not our job. Our job is to play. Our job is to go in the field and give it our best and to win football games. Our job is not to make the roster up. Now, we can suggest, hey, you know, can you sign my buddy? I like this wide receiver. But we don't watch film for scouting purposes, right? We watch film to get ready to play. Again, it's not our – like, I think players want this to be the NBA, maybe, where we obviously, you know, LeBron chooses his team, but this is not what football is. And I don't think players should have a say in personnel. And it feels like Rodgers and we've heard, you know, Russell Wilson want more say in it. That's not we watch film for, you know, to play, like to prepare each week. We don't watch film for scouting purposes. We're not in cap meetings. Like, we're not in all, you know, we don't know what someone's worth or what we're willing to pay someone. Like, all this, that's all silly talk, man. Like, just do our job, focus on our job, and let the front office handle their job.
He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Jonas Knox. In for Clay Travis. This is Outkick, the coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. And we are live from the Outkick studios. And coming up next, we are going to take a look at the potential destination for Aaron Rodgers. The numbers would say that there is a team climbing up the board that is a potential suitor for Rodgers. We'll have that for you next here on FSR.
This is Outkick, the coverage with Clay Travis.
Coming up here in a little over 5 minutes from now on FSR, we have major issues with one sport. We have got problems. We've got the man who's going to answer the problems, who is going to take care of things for us and get to the bottom of what all the issue is with one player that is very, very disliked. That'll be coming up here in a little over 5 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. So, Jeff Schwartz, you've been known to gamble a time or two. I don't know if anybody is aware of that. Some might call you, listen, I'm not here. This is not my thought on this. This is not me saying this, but some might even refer to you as a degenerate gambler.
The last two nights in baseball have about broken my soul. And, I'm taking a break on baseball gambling for a couple days. Like I lost three unders the last two nights in the extra innings. Like not just one run was scored, but five freaking runs were scored last night.
Oh yeah,
in like Boston and Detroit game, like in the 10th inning. Like I just can't do it. I my soul has been broken by baseball wagering, which happens every year. But yes, I have been known to wager. I had a great Thursday night. I had a great draft night. It was a good night for the favorites, man. All the big bets cashed. I loved it.
And you bet on the draft, you bet on baseball. What's your most embarrassing bet? Like, just be honest. Nobody's listening.
Yeah,
we're just hanging out here.
I've told this story before, maybe not on this program, but I did one offshore website used to offer 10-team open parlays, right? So you could just add teams as you go. You don't have to do it in one bet, right, or in one night. So you add teams. You just did a couple summers ago. I think it was like 2018, maybe that summer 2018. And so I was 9 for 9. I hit an under in a Sunday night baseball game between Yankees and Red Sox. So the payout was 109-1, right? So you know it was a lot of money. Okay, I need one more wager to win, and then I would have paid out. It would have been 116-1, the last wager I made. And so it was in the summer, and I didn't like the baseball slate for Monday night, so I didn't bet it. Tuesday, I look at what games are around, and I see a WNBA game that had my fancy. The Minnesota Lynx were minus 1,500 favorites over Indiana Fever. Indiana Fever were 2-17. The Indiana Fever hadn't won a game on the road all season, as they only had two wins. And the Minnesota Lynx were really good. They might have been defending champions or would have won the championship that year. I'm not quite sure. I don't follow like that. So I did a little research. I'm like, hey, look, this is a great wager to make. It seems right on par for what I want to do. I just need a winner, right? I don't need to increase my payout. Like, my payout's good. Just give me a winner and make it happen. So I put the money down. Obviously, there's nowhere to watch the game. So I'm just like refreshing my score bug on my phone.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it's not going very well. It's not going very well. So I keep thinking to myself, you know what? I just need to win. I don't need them to cover. I just need them to win the game outright. It's a money line favorite. Implied odds were like 93% at minus 1,500, right? Like they should win the game. Not only did they lose the game, they lost by like 15 points.
Jesus.
At home. So I lost. My payout would have been 116-1, which is quite a large payout on a parlay bet. And that's my most embarrassing. And I haven't bet WNBA since.
Here's the thing, though. You would have felt so much worse had it been a buzzer beater. Like I'm telling you right now, if that were me and I was on the 10th leg of a 10-team parlay that paid out 116-1 and it was a WNBA game and I lost it on a buzzer beater, I would disappear into the woods with a sawed off and a 30-pack and you'd never hear from me again. Like you would never hear from me again. I would never show up anywhere in front of anybody ever again. I would be just absolutely demoralized at my life in getting that close and losing that much money.
But this is why I don't bet a lot of money, especially on parlays, especially, right? But like, it was a rough go. It was and people said, why didn't you hedge? Like, why would I? I don't want to hedge. Come on, I just want to. I'm riding. We're riding this out. I'm not betting on a 2-17 Indiana Fever team either. Like, I'm not. So I was gonna ride it out to the end. And that's my most embarrassing wager. I mean, I bet on the spelling bee one year because I was bored. I said, turn to my wife. Spelling bee's about to be on. I said, who do you want to bet on? And we bet on a random lady, and she won. So that was pretty fun.
Jesus.
And yeah, I It pays the bills. Gambling, man, it's happening.
Like, it is.
You better get it. I mean, I hope my state, I'm in North Carolina, man. I hope my state gets with the program here and gets some mobile wage. I know California, some of the bigger states have the Indian casinos to deal with and some issues there. I saw Florida's getting close to it, so hopefully California is getting there soon, too.
Yeah, I think it's only a matter of time before everybody just welcomes. Look, it's like prohibition back in the day. Weed was illegal in a lot of places, and now, like, I literally walked by somebody who was in their car just smoking a joint, just in their car, just
smoking.
Yeah,
California, it's you know how much money, like, Colorado in their first month made billions of dollars.
Of course.
In allowing wagering. And, you know, I know people say, well, it's not moral. That's not your job to say if something's moral or not. If someone wants to wager their money, then that's their problem. It's not your problem. And obviously do it safely and responsibly, you hope, and that's what I always do. I mean, my wife doesn't even know I gamble because I don't spend a lot of money doing it. Yeah, I think she has no idea that I gamble, like just not the slightest idea.
Well, if you did want to gamble on the Aaron Rodgers drama, you can bet on the Aaron Rodgers drama. The odds are out there. The Green Bay Packers are still the favorite to be where Aaron Rodgers plays game one of next season. They are a minus 200 at this point in time.
Oh, that's so moved. Minus 150 the other day.
Yeah, so it moved a little bit. There's also a yes-no bet. Will Aaron Rodgers be the Packers quarterback on week one? That is right about now at a coin flip. So it's leaning a little bit towards the yes on that. And the teams, and you mentioned this, a couple of the teams like the Denver Broncos, they're the favorite right now to land Aaron Rodgers. You've also got the Raiders who are sitting there at 9-1. And then you've also got the Cleveland Browns, which have all of a sudden gone from 20-1 to 9-1. And I don't know if that's somebody out there just, throwing the Browns up there because they think it's going to generate a conversation because it's Baker Mayfield or whatever, and they can manipulate these lines. But the Cleveland Browns are on the board, although the Denver Broncos do sit right now as the favorite. And one thing you mentioned that I do think is important, and the Packers are the team that found themselves in this spot a couple of years ago with this. You mentioned that, look, if you trade with the Green Bay, or if you trade with the Denver Broncos and you get some number one picks, you're going to be picking in the 20s. I mean, it's going to happen. They're right. Going to win a bunch of games. You're going to be picking in the 20s. This same thing happened with the Khalil Mack trade a couple of years ago.
Yes.
The Packers were the team that was negotiating with the Raiders to get a deal done. And the Raiders also had an offer from the Bears on the table. They took the Bears offer because they thought the Bears would be worse and it would be a higher draft pick the next couple of years. Oops, didn't turn out that way. Green Bay had a down year. The Bears won the division. So the Packers have already been burned with that approach one time before. So Denver and making the move with Denver, that's got to be a major part of the consideration for them wanting to make the move, whether or not he goes to Denver because of Bronco.
Yes. Let's go backwards first here. I don't get the Raiders thing. I don't understand how him and John Gruden would get along very well. John Gruden has routinely shown that his teams fail at the end of the season. If you look at his record in December, it's like barely above 40% win percentage, which is brutal, right? Like down the stretch, they've faltered the last couple of years. I don't really see that relationship. I know there's some like Dan. I know you're a Raiders guy. I don't get that. I don't really see how Gruden and Rodgers fit together at all. I'm kind of surprised that's been even floated. They're also not close to winning. Like defensively, they'll be in the same spot he is in Green Bay a lot of times. They'll have a below average defense. I don't get it.
Well, I also if we're talking about what they can get back in return, of the quarterbacks mentioned at the time, Derek Carr would be much more appealing to Green Bay.
But you drafted Jordan Love. That's the point of all this.
I know.
Like, this is the point. If you have to play him, that this is the point of where we're at because you drafted the player. So if you trade Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, ready or not, he has to play. Come on, Packers. Like, so you have to get back draft picks, and maybe you know people have said that, if it's a Broncos trade, Jerry Jeudy goes to Green Bay, which would be hilarious if they spend if they go out and
get their wide receiver,
yeah.
Right.
The Browns, I saw yesterday some Browns people kind of laughing about it because the Browns finally got good and now they want to get rid of their quarterback. But of course Aaron Rodgers is an upgrade over Baker Mayfield. I mean,
yes.
You can take that in a heartbeat, and that roster, guys, is really good. They've done a great job of building that roster.
It would be the most talented offensive personnel that Rodgers has ever played with in Cleveland.
By far, with the skill position players and the offensive line. I mean, his offensive line in Cleveland is one of the best in the NFL. It would by far, but he didn't want to go play in Cleveland, I don't think.
What's wrong with Cleveland? What are you, Joakim Noah? I mean, you got to take out the city of Cleveland. What are we doing here? Like, what's wrong with the city of Cleveland?
Does he want to play in Cleveland? He said he wants to play on the West Coast. That doesn't feel very West Coast to me.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you know, if the
Denver
Packers
isn't either, so that's the best part about this. Like, Denver's in the Midwest, and yet somehow they're a West Coast team all of a sudden.
Look, if the Packers can screw him, they're going to screw him. They would trade him to the Minnesota Lynx if they could. Like they should.
They would have won that game. And that's one thing too. Aaron Rodgers does not have a no trade clause. They could just trade him anywhere they want, and he could just retire. But and they still get all the picks they want. The Packers.
Jeff Schwartz, Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here on FSR, we are going to get to the bottom of some major drama in the world of sports. There is somebody who has all of a sudden become the most hated man anywhere on planet Earth. We'll have that for you here next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We will be getting some words of wisdom, I believe, from Roberto, the technical producer here on the program. He is a master chef. I don't know if you've seen any of his Cooking with Roberto stuff here, Jeff Schwartz, but he's always concocting some sort of elaborate dish. Now, I'm not trying to be speculative here on the air and try and dismiss his cooking abilities. I just haven't really seen him from scratch make anything. I see him stirring stuff in a pot. I'm just saying, I see you stirring stuff in a pot.
Because you can't cook.
You're 100% correct. That is 100% correct. I see you stirring stuff in a pot. I'm just wondering, are we going to see it from start to finish? Will you be able to hand out a couple of times during the show? Will you be able to hand out some hangover cure recipes, some tips?
Tips
for people posting to the bio?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a lot of people that have had way too many Modelos last night, way too many margaritas.
But those are good, though. Well, Modelo Negro, the Negra Modelo is the best one. That's the better one.
Well, I mean, you know.
It's way better than the regular Modelo.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's a debate for another day. We'll get into that hour four. Hour four is a Modelo Negro versus Modelo debate here on the air.
Not even close.
Okay, well, again, I don't need to be bullied over my beer selection, all right? I like Modelo regular. I don't like Modelo Negro. It's not my
racist
thing. Okay. It was only a matter of time before that happened. So we will be getting a little bit of that from Roberto. Also, and I want to make sure we have full time on this, there is the most hated man in sports. It's very confusing. You've got people on one side of the spectrum who are calling for his dismissal. You've got other people out there who are celebrating it. We're going to have all of that for you right here. Jeff Schwartz, Jonas Knox, in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Coming up top of next hour, a little over 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio, Jeff Schwartz is going to take a pickaxe to a certain group in the NFL. It is a bad situation all the way around. Somebody's getting fleeced, and we will have that for you here 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. So we hope that Jeff Schwartz can contain his anger on that topic for the next 15 minutes to just unload on the air, and we all sit back and watch as he just lays waste to somebody in the National Football League. How about that? How's that for a tease, Jeff Schwartz?
It's a professional tease right there.
Yeah, damn right it is. Yeah. That is my philosophy in radio: oversell, underdeliver.
I'll make sure to do that.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Don't worry.
So we will be hearing, because I want to ask Eddie Garcia's thoughts on the Tom Wilson situation, because I am fascinated by this. There is major outrage when it comes to that. We do want to hand out, though, if we can, just some hangover tips. There are some of you out there that went a little bit hard for Cinco de Mayo. We didn't really have Cinco de Mayo last year because I don't know if anybody noticed the country was shut down. So in a lot of places, Cinco de Mayo is a big deal. In a lot of places, meaning everywhere outside of Mexico, because Roberto, it's September 16th is Mexican Independence Day, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and so you frauds out there, and my wife is Mexican, so therefore I am half Mexican. Some would call me they call me a Noxican. What do you want from me, Roberto? But nonetheless, there are people that it went a little bit hard. They celebrated. They got after it a little bit. Roberto, you got any hangover tips for them? Because they're nursing something this morning.
Well, the number one thing to do is go get some menudo. Anybody had menudo before?
I've had menudo.
You had menudo, Jeff?
I don't think so.
Mexican, it's a tripe. Tripes, yeah, beef tripe.
I have not had that. No.
Oh, that's.
I promise you, I have not had.
It soaks up all the poison.
Yeah.
You mean there's not a menudo restaurant in Charlotte? What do you mean, Jeff?
There's not. Unfortunately, I was thinking about that this morning. Like, how do I cure a hangover I don't have? I'm gonna go get some beef stomach. So. I didn't have that.
All right. So you go with menudo. That's tip number one to cure
the
hangover.
That's the number one Mexican cure for the hangover. I mean, they sell this thing every weekend on local Mexican restaurants, whatever, or taco shops sell the menudo basically because on the weekends only because they know people go get it on the weekends that they're hungover.
Well, so listening right now here across the country on Fox Sports Radio, here's the tip from Roberto. Tip number one to cure your Cinco de Mayo hangover, go get menudo. And if you are in a place in the country where you don't have menudo,
you're screwed.
Tough balls. Yeah, tough balls.
Tough balls.
Look at it online and hope that works. You can get it through osmosis.
I just looked at it online. And it didn't make me feel any better.
So, it works.
I was curious whether or not you had the first or second stomach of the cow. Depends on which beef tripe you're getting, the first or second stomach.
Oh, it's the best. The mix, they're all. My mom would get all of the. There was like three different beef. The cuts of the tripe.
I'm glad you had all of them. I was concerned. You only had one.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Like you got a little bit greedy there. Right? We want every part of it.
The honeycomb. The honeycomb's the best.
Oh, God. That's just brutal. All right. So that is tip number one from Roberto here post Cinco de Mayo. We will sprinkle in one or two more of those throughout the course of the show. By the way, Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Little menudo there, Jeff Schwartz.
Danny was like, yeah, you never had it before? It soaks up all the poison. I was like, what do you got? No, I've never had it before. No, I haven't, Danny. No, I haven't.
It's not much to look at, but it's good eating.
I think so.
There is a lot of Mexicans that don't like it, though. So
we were flying
That's
back.
Racist.
From, yeah, I know.
We were flying back from New Orleans after playing the Saints, and one of our flight attendants had gotten food for the team, and they had the chitlins, and I think they might have had beef tripe too, and like on the airplane, and some of the players were killing it, and I looked at it and like I'm open to trying anything, like I'm sure I would try if I was at your house and your mom made it for me, I would give it a try, give it a try, because I feel that I give everything a try, but I saw it on the airplane in like the container, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pass on those because, or on an airplane. I'm not mentally in the right space to have intestines at the moment.
No kidding.
But I've seen it. But I've seen it up close and personal. I just couldn't do it on that flight. Can we get something that, like, the normal folk can have for hangovers, please?
Yeah, listen, that's just one of many. Like, Roberto, he is cooking with Roberto is a big deal, and we have more of those. So
how have I never heard about this? Is there an Instagram?
It's on the Ben Maller Show, yeah.
Yeah, listen, cooking with Roberto, man.
That's right.
It's big time. You know, by the way,
I should have that recipe on my Twitter for menudo. So
you should. Yeah, you should do a post Cinco de Mayo tips, you know.
The best menudo is when there's a foot in there, too. The best.
Oh, God. All right, that's enough. Let's
move on to something else.
Yeah, can we move on to a kinder subject? Eddie Garcia, a Fox Sports Radio legend. He is also our NHL insider here at Fox Sports Radio. Eddie, let's move on to a kinder topic, if we could. Tom Wilson, who apparently is the most hated man in the history of the NHL. What the hell happened? How did we end up with 100 penalty minutes in that game in the NHL? Can you summarize what is going on with Tom Wilson and the outrage?
Well, for those who don't follow hockey, I would say he's the Vontaze Burfict of the NHL.
That might be nice.
He's a talented player, but he also seems to not be able to control himself. He's always in the middle of some controversy. He's been suspended 5 times in the last 5 years. He got suspended 7 games earlier this year. He's had a 20-game suspension in his career. So he's always playing on the line, and he steps over it on occasion. And he did it the other night on Monday against the Rangers, roughed up a couple of their players. And so they thought the NHL would suspend him. I think everybody did. And they hit him with a $5,000 fine, which he literally makes in 30 seconds on the ice.
Great.
And so the Rangers were pissed. So they took matters in their own hands last night, and they, right on the opening faceoff, 3 of their forwards, they dropped the gloves, and Wilson got in a fight a little bit later, and yeah, it was old-time hockey.
If you wear your socks the wrong way in the NFL, they fine you $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, and here's – I seen some people on social media who are like, man, this is such a bad look for the NHL. Let me tell you something. The lack of punishment was a bad look, but Eddie – those fights to start off the game were awesome. That was awesome. Like, that's the NHL a lot of people grew up with. Big fan.
It's getting a lot of attention today, that's for sure. We're talking about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.